First day of practice now outside, and with Gloucester Spring Track Coach Dave Coleman. And Dave, nice to see this weather here.
Yeah, it's a great day today.
All right, let's take a look back on winter sports. You coach both teams, first year as head coach. Give me a summary as to how things went.
Overall, the season went well. Unfortunately, we ended with losing records on both teams, but the boys actually finished third in their division, which was nice. Mm-hmm. Girls' team had a lot of individual success, including getting Sierra Rudolph all the way to nationals. So that was great.
What was her event?
The high jump.
Okay. Give me a highlight then, either a boys' side, girls' side.
We had two league champions on the girls' side, Sierra in the high jump and her sister Leah in the 600-meter dash. And Leah set a school record in that event. And Sierra set the school record in the high jump this year, so that was really nice on those sides. On the boys' side, we had a really strong group of captains who each came in second or third in their event in the league, all made states and performed well there.
Excellent. Dave, what's your background? First year, first time talking to you, so give me a little bit about how you got here, either professionally, personally, or whatever.
I was a high school track kid. Wasn't very good at it, but I was there.
In Salem.
Right.
Okay.
And then I ended up coaching at Peabody under Fernando Braz for several years.
Okay.
It was about 8 years working for him. And then I started teaching here at Gloucester, so I worked for Jeff last year. And then Jeff had to step down because of his new job, so opened up the opportunity for me to take over here.
What are you teaching?
I'm a special ed teacher here at the high school.
At the high school?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask you about Fernando, but you know, we actually covered Fernando back when he was in high school, so they have a fantastic program at Peabody.
Yes, they do. It was a great learning experience. I was able to run, I ran the sprint team for him for 6 years and was, you know, we had probably 60 kids on the sprint team alone there. So.
And half of them were roaches, weren't they?
Yeah, a lot of roaches and brazos over there.
Okay. Well, what do you see as competition now in spring before we take a look at your team? Who looks to be the top teams in the conference?
Well, right now we moved up to the NEC Large Division this year. So that means our competition is Peabody and Beverly and Danvers. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Peabody, yeah,
Marblehead is in there. We got a really stiff slate of meets. It's going to be tough this year.
You have holdovers now from indoor track?
We have quite a few, yeah. Most of the indoor kids come out. The Rudolph sisters, my four captains on the boys team all came out.
Okay.
We have some really, really good young girls, a lot of freshmen and sophomores who are very talented. So that'll help us sort of build the program.
Who are your captains on the boys' side?
We haven't actually announced captains yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
We usually do a little vote for that, so
okay.
I haven't done that yet with the kids.
How many events do you guys, as far as I understand it, it's important to have numbers in track and field.
Yeah, it is. It's hard for us because we're a small team.
Right.
There's 16 events. You get three or four athletes in each event, and the kids are limited to the number of events that they can individually compete in. So, yeah, the small team makes it difficult for us to fill a full varsity slate, but we have a lot of top-end talent. You know, we struggle to get the third and fourth place kids.
Okay, so what's the schedule like? I mean, today it's just a beautiful day, and you guys are actually outside today. So what's the schedule for this week, and then when does the season start?
This week is just sort of some heavy training. We're here every day after school. Hopefully the weather holds out because we'll be outdoors either way.
Mm-hmm.
And then our first meet is a week from Wednesday, actually at home against Peabody, so that'll be a challenge.
One thing about indoor track that I notice is that a lot of times you get kids who they're not really into track, but they do track to get in shape, and then they learn things about track and they learn things about their body. Do you have the same kind of thing? Do you have, in other words, not necessarily runners or high jumpers, but kids who just want to, just learn and participate?
Yeah, there's always a contingent of kids who are trying to stay in shape for other sports or just trying to get in shape in general. And
mm-hmm.
You know, we like to think that through the process they learn.
Yeah.
Not only how to do that and how to be fast and get more athletic, but, you know, to enjoy the competition level of it, too. And, you know, the nice thing about track is no matter what level you're at, you're competing against your own best times and your own best performances, so there's always something to work towards.
How's Jeff as an assistant coach?
It's a great resource to have him as an assistant coach. You know, he's been through it for a long time. He knows the in and outs of the city and coaching Gloucester here. It also helps. Austin Souza is my distance coach, and he's the cross-country head coach. So
excellent.
We really have, you know, three head coaches here that can help run the show.
All right, we're going to talk during the season.
All right, thanks a lot.
Dave Coleman, Gloucester High School track coach. Yeah.